This morning on WCHL, it looks like the Hagan-Tillis race will come down to the wire.
Republican voters are really unifying around Tom Tillis as the election nears.
A dispute in northern Chapel Hill late Tuesday night landed one man in the hospital and led police over to a Carborough apartment complex to look for the suspect.
The officers that responded there found a subject laying on the ground who's bleeding from the head.
And the North Carolina General Assembly finally closed its doors at a long two-year session. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, we turn to the Carolina football offense. The quarterback race is still neck and neck, according to head coach Larry Fedora. And coming up in a few minutes, we'll speak with Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina to get his comments about Carolina football here in the preseason. And
enjoy braided baseball star Monet Davis while her fleeting fame lasts.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
73 degrees in Chapel Hill, 805 at the beginning of a really warm day. Look for a high today of about 95 or 96. We'll have some sunshine, but a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day. Not quite as hot tomorrow, and the weekend is going to cool off considerably with the highs only in the 80s for Saturday and Sunday. A word of caution to start this morning. If you've bought any peanut butter lately, listen up. Brands of peanut butter and almond butter sold at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, also at Safeway and Kroger, have been recalled for suspected salmonella contamination. The Associated Press is reporting that New York-based Hain Celestial Group, Inc. has pulled its Arrowhead Mills peanut butters from the shelves, as well as Maranatha peanut and nut butters. Other private label brands sold at those four grocers mentioned were also recalled. Routine FDA testing found that the nut butters could pose a contamination risk that may be linked to four reported illnesses. The FDA did not comment on how many jars of nut butter were recalled, but again, if you've been shopping at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, and if you bought Arrowhead Mills peanut butter on the shelves, as well as Maranatha peanut and nut butters, there might be a problem. Whatever, don't eat it. The U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Senator Kay Hagan and Republican North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis is tightening up, and it's moving toward a likely toss-up. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with the Director of Public Policy Polling and has this report on WCHL.
According to a public policy polling survey released this week, Hagan is at 42% with North Carolina voters, with Tillis receiving 38% if the election were held today. Last month, Hagan led Tillis 41-34, according to the same poll. PPP Director Tom Jensen said that the Republican base is slowly starting to line up behind Tillis after a bruising seven-way primary in May. Tillis received 46% of the vote in that contest, while Tea Party candidate Greg Brannon, his top challenger, got about 22%.
Republican voters are really unifying around Tom Tillis as the election nears. A month ago, Tillis was only up by 59 points with Republican voters. Now he's up by 71 points with Republican voters.
Jensen predicted that fading support for Libertarian candidate Sean Haugh of Durham will tighten things up to a one-point toss-up by November 4th.
The Libertarian candidate, Sean Haugh, is getting 8% of the vote. And if you ask people, the Haugh supporters, who their second choice would be, they say it would be Tillis by a 61-19 margin.
Both major candidates are running with low popularity overall. Hagan is at 42%, and her unpopularity reflects that of President Obama's in the state. Meanwhile, disapproval of the General Assembly and its handling of school budget-related issues in particular are hurting support for Tillis.
There was definitely an effort by Tom Tillis and the Republicans in the General Assembly this year to try to come across as more moderate on educational issues, but they don't seem to have had much success with voters on that front.
In another PPP poll released this week, North Carolina voters gave Republican Governor Pat McCrory an average C grade for the work he's done so far in office. He got an A or a B from 42% of voters, while 37% gave him a D or an F. Because he received more Fs than As, by 20% to 17%, he got an average of C. The governor's current approval rating is 43%, while 45% of voters disapprove of him. The poll also finds McCrory only 1 point ahead of North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper, his potential Democratic opponent in 2016, at 44-43%. You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A dispute at a northern Chapel Hill trailer park led Chapel Hill police over to Carrboro to an apartment early Wednesday morning in pursuit of a suspect.
The officers that responded there found a subject laying on the ground near one of the trailers who's bleeding from the head. EMS transported this person to UNC Hospital, where he was admitted to the hospital.
The alleged incident took place in Chapel Hill, and the suspect was in Carrboro. That was Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker telling you about it. 19-year-old Christopher Jesus Delgadillo was admitted to the hospital. As of yesterday afternoon, he was listed in fair condition, according to UNC Healthcare spokesperson Tom Hughes. 23-year-old Oziel Zermano was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. The incident took place at Lakeview Mobile Home Park across from Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road.
It shows that he was released under $500 unsecured bond, brought before the magistrate and released under that bond.
Sergeant Walker says no additional motives, such as attempted robbery, were reported in connection with the assault. A Raleigh-based nonprofit organization that provides affordable rental housing will have to resubmit its application for tax credits next year to develop 8.5 acres off Legion Road as part of the new Ephesus Fordham District in Chapel Hill. That is a controversial subject in itself as we talk about form-based code in the Ephesus Fordham plan. According to a Town of Chapel Hill media release, DHIC of Raleigh made an oversight during the application process for state low-income tax credit funds to develop a couple of rental communities there. The plan includes 84 apartments for working families and 60 units for senior citizens. As a result of the error, DHIC was notified on August 15th that the application was not successful. DHIC reportedly intends to resubmit an application to the North Carolina Housing Finance Agency in January. Greg Warren, the president of DHIC, is quoted in the media release as saying, "It's an unfortunate setback, but it's not unusual to have 2 or 3 years for such projects to move forward." Chatham County residents should double-check your vehicle registration renewal before sticking the check in the mail. If you live in Chatham County and you've gotten a tax bill, pay close attention to this, because some residents have received tax bills citing the incorrect county rate. And there's a big difference in some of the rates with the different counties here. Orange County's property tax rate, for example, is 87.8 cents per $100. Durham County's is 79.31 cents. And Chatham County's rate is a lot lower at 62.19 cents per $100. So it can make a big difference in your tax bill. Not only would you be overpaying if the bill is incorrect, but the funds would be going to the wrong county. If you received a bill from the Division of Motor Vehicles that's incorrect, you can call the DMV at 919-814-1779. You can find that number posted in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. North Carolina's legislature has finally gone home for good after wrapping up their 2-year session. Well, it may not be for good. The Senate completed work last night by approving a compromise with the House on cleaning up coal ash ponds and a bill on unemployment insurance records, and adjourned, finally. The House finished on Wednesday afternoon. That means that lawmakers won't come back unless there's a veto or a special session until the next edition of the General Assembly in January. Both those components were led by Republicans and could not even agree on how to adjourn. They finally did so. This year's work period started way back on May 14th and ended 7 weeks later than predictions by legislative leaders, as negotiations on the budget, coal ash, and economic incentives lingered for a long time. House Speaker Tom Tillis suggested it's possible that Governor Pat McCrory could call lawmakers back to consider other economic incentives the governor wants approved. However, Senator Tom Apodaca says he prefers not to return. North Carolina lawmakers have approved legislation they say makes the state the nation's first to address decades of toxic water pollution from residue left behind by coal-burning electricity plants. They did this yesterday before they finally adjourned last night. General Assembly approved legislation addressing the problem unmasked 6 months back when a coal ash spill from a Duke Energy plant coated 70 miles of the Dan River in gray sludge. The measure goes to the governor before becoming law. Environmentalists said the legislation improved on earlier efforts but did not go far enough. The state Supreme Court has upheld a decision by North Carolina electric power regulators that allowed a Duke Energy subsidiary to raise rates on residential customers of the former Progress Energy by 7.5% over a two-year period. The justices agreed yesterday there was enough evidence to justify the State Utilities Commission's decision last year on a specific profit margin. The increase affects former Progress Energy customers in much of eastern North Carolina and in Asheville. Attorney General Roy Cooper had appealed the commission's decision, saying it failed to consider in detail the economic impact on customers when determining return on equity. Justice Barbara Jackson wrote yesterday's ruling, which had no dissenting opinions. She said the agreement with Duke Energy included several provisions serving customer interests. WCHL News Time is 8:14. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Carolina Football.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still some of the usual morning slowdowns we're seeing, a lot on 15501, seeing some taillights there, and NC54, both eastbound and westbound on NC54, northbound and southbound 15501. But no accidents being reported right now, no major delays, just some minor slowdowns here and there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks so much, Rand.
Certainly.
And Carolina football is kicking off the season on August 30th at 6 p.m. That makes the countdown to Carolina football 9 days. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. Buy a Carolina football family pack, 4 tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. The way to get it? Go to chapelboro.com, our website. chapelboro.com, and click on the Carolina Football Family Pack, and you can be there on opening day in Kenan Stadium. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carboro weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It's going to be a really hot day today, 73 degrees right now. Partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the middle 90s, about 95 or 96 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight around 72. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Of course, high in the low 90s. So not quite as hot tomorrow, and then cooling off considerably for the weekend. We'll have lots of clouds on Saturday night and Sunday, but our high on Saturday in the middle 80s, low Saturday night about 68, and then on Sunday mostly cloudy with a high of about 80 degrees. So a lot better for the weekend, that's for sure. But today we got to go through a really hot day. High today again about 96 degrees.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
News around town this morning. 40 years ago in Philadelphia, 11 women were ordained as the first ever female priest in the history of the Episcopal Church. This Sunday at 4 in the afternoon, the Episcopal Church of the Advocate in Chapel Hill is hosting a celebration and commemoration of that event with two of the Philadelphia 11 in attendance. Sunday's event will include a Eucharist featuring a sermon by one of the 11, the Reverend Carter Hayward. The service will be followed by a panel discussion and a book table. The Church of the Advocate, located on Marin Road, just off Homestead in northern Chapel Hill. It's the church that was recently moved to that location, the beautiful old church, not far from Chapel Hill High School. The event is free and open to everyone. Offerings and a percentage of book sales will be donated to Harvest for Hospitality. It is 8:17 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and we've been talking a lot about Carolina football on WCHL. Countdown to Carolina football is 9 days. The battle for quarterback still brewing in the Carolina camp, although we have to say that the camaraderie between the two guys who are doing it is amazing. Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina joins us now, and Greg follows Carolina football all the time. And, you know, these two guys are in competition for the starting quarterback's job, and I have the feeling we're going to be seeing a lot of them, particularly in those first two games, but they seem like they're best friends, to be honest with you. What's your take on all that?
Yeah, I think the competition has really helped them out. I think back in the spring, they were incredibly competitive and maybe not the best of friends. But as the training camp has progressed and that summer you got over with, they realized that in order to make each other better, they had to push each other. And so they understand the importance of helping each other out, but also being very competitive. And the quarterback's coach, Keith Heckendorf, said that's really helped them as a position group, as a unit, and it's helped those two get better.
We've been trying to analyze all the different positions, and I think you and I talked last week about that stable of running backs that Carolina has. We got some real firepower back there. How's that shaping up now, a week later?
It's pretty much the same situation. You know, watching them in practice, they still rotate pretty much all four of those guys with the first team and second team. And you know, Larry Fedora's offensive scheme, I mean, they want to run 80, 90 plays a game if they can. And so even if you use all four guys, you're still talking about 20 to 25 snaps potentially for each of those guys. So that really adds up, and you need depth there. And they've got a lot of different options. They've got some speed guys and T.J. Logan, Romar Morris, kind of a do-everything guy, and Chris Francis. And then, of course, a true freshman, Elijah Hood, has really come in and lived up to his lofty recruiting ranking, and he can do pretty much everything as well.
Some of those young guys on the offensive line seem to be coming together now as we get closer and closer to the opening game, and certainly some big shoes to fill up there. But how are they doing right now, Greg?
That's the great question. You know, when you watch these guys in scrimmages, is it the offensive line that's gotten a lot better and they're taking advantage of the defense, or is the defense not playing well and vice versa? So you don't really know until you see them on the field. The coaching staff, however, thinks these guys have made a lot of growth since the offseason. It still concerns me, though, when you look at that offensive line, and you've got a lot of second-year players in the starting lineup. John Franco at left tackle right now, he's very inexperienced. He hasn't started at left tackle or played much there. You know, Caleb Peterson's in his second year. Landon Turner's really the only legitimate veteran up there at the right guard. So I'm interested to see how that group comes along. The coaching staff has been pleased with what they've done in training camp thus far.
We're talking to Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina. And, Greg, we've had a lot of conversations about Norkeithis Otis and Jeff Schottmer on defense. But who are some of the other guys that are really going to step up this year and that have been impressive, perhaps more impressive than some other folks on the defensive side of the football?
Well, I'll give you three names, Ron, and you'll hear these names a lot throughout the season. True freshman, MJ Stewart at cornerback. They think he's a kid that can play a lot. He's an impact guy. Nazir Jones at defensive tackle. He's actually running with the ones right now. He's a redshirt freshman. He's very impressive. He's thrown a lot of weight. And then Dewan Drennan, who's a defensive end. He's rotating with the ones. He's also a redshirt freshman. So those are three really young guys that North Carolina fans have not seen yet. And I think all three of those guys will make their presence felt early in the year.
Even Coach Larry Fedora has said that, you know, this is the year that things are really starting to come together. We've had some guys in the program in his systems, you know, for quite some time now. Do you see this as a year that Carolina's football program takes a big step forward?
Yeah, it's interesting. If you look at the schedule this year and next year, and you look at the guys they have in the starting lineup, who will potentially come back, I think this year really kind of sets the table. I think they can have a really good year. I think you can get to 8 or maybe even 9 wins as long as you play well. And North Carolina is not used to that. That's been 15, 20 years coming, really since Mac Brown was here. But the interesting thing about this year is it really sets the table. If you get 8 to 9 wins this year, you're going to be a top 15 preseason team going into 2015. And if then I think this program can get back to the 10-win mark, if things kind of play out the way a lot of us think they can.
Greg, it happens every year just due to the nature of the game. It is a violent game, and people get hurt, and that ends up having a big effect on things. Looking at the ACC this year, specifically the Coastal Division, we've already had bad news for Duke out of Durham. They've had a couple of really prominent players with torn ACLs out for the season. Is Carolina getting banged up right now at this stage of the season? And where do we stand right now in the injury front?
Yeah, knock on wood, this is probably the best training camp North Carolina's had, and maybe since the John Bunning era in terms of injuries. T.J. Thorpe re-injured his foot early in camp, but really since then they've avoided it. Now, they have had some academic attrition with Greg Webb and Sean Underwood, which you don't like to see up front. But injury-wise, there's some few nicks and bruises, but that's to be expected in training camp. In terms of losing people, though, they have avoided that. As you said earlier, still got 9 days before the first game, but they've been very fortunate on the injury front thus far.
Well, one final question. Ethan Farmer, any update on his situation? I know he's trying to get academically eligible, and any word on that?
Still in limbo right now. You know, Josh Harris at Wake Forest last year, he found out in a similar situation about 7 days in a training camp. We're about three times that now for Ethan Farmer. So it's in a situation where he's just kind of hanging around, waiting for word, and they're working him in, getting him some practice, but also letting the younger guys practice in his spot in case he can't go.
Well, Greg, it's getting cranked up now, and this is the time of the year when everybody who follows Carolina football gets really busy, and I know that means a lot of work for you. So thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you more during the season.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
That is Greg Barnes, Inside Carolina. You want to read what he says, go to InsideCarolina.com. And, you know, he follows it. He eats, breathes, sleeps Carolina football. And, again, we'll be talking to him probably next week at about this time as we get ready for that opening game. I'm Ron Stutz, and Art Chansky has another subject altogether, something different from Carolina football this morning.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Enjoy Braided baseball star Monet Davis while her fleeting fame lasts. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The Little League World Series is always fun to watch, especially when a new phenomenon comes along every so often. This year, it is Monet Davis, the sixth girl to play in Williamsport, PA, and the first ever to pitch a shutout. The Little League and female version of Pirate star Andrew McCutcheon, Monet has also inspired lots of kids to grow their hair long into a braided ponytail. She can play a boys' game at 12 years old because she is as coordinated as any kid that age. And she's as strong as most boys because the physical differences of gender inequity have not yet set in. You may see her again, but probably not for 6 years or so until she shows up as a women's college basketball star. By then, she will be just another Little League World Series footnote. By then, she could also be the test case for the NCAA's appeal of the Ed O'Bannon ruling that athletes must be paid for use of their image and likeness by for-profit businesses. Monet's autograph is supposedly for sale on numerous eBay items, and the leading sports souvenir peddler in this country is ready to pay her $25,000 to sign 1,000 baseballs. But as of now, it still jeopardizes her eligibility to play college basketball, preferably for perennial power UConn. How stupid would that rule be 6 years in advance? You remember the TV commercials that had 10-year-old Sean Miller dribbling two basketballs between his legs like a little Pete Maravich? Miller went on to national TV shows and performed at halftimes of games from college to the NBA, but he could not accept any payment. Miller also went on to play at Pitt and is now the head coach at Arizona. What is the difference between all the items being signed in Williamsport by Monet going back to someone's trophy case or winding up on eBay with a price tag? Does Monet have anything to do with where those items go after she signs them? Of course not. She should copy what Johnny Manziel did at Texas A&M, signing hundreds of items for an autograph shop and then giving the money to his pals. That egregiously illegal act cost Johnny Football a first-half suspension in the first game of his last college season. Why can't Monet take advantage of her 15 minutes of fame? ESPN is making millions by televising her playing baseball, yet no one is legally allowed to show her any of that Monet. How absurd is that? This is Art Chansky. See ya.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Gene Sutterth, Cedars member since 2005. Here's what Gene had to say.
My husband, Tom Sutterth, former state senator, passed away in 2010. He is the reason we came here. But let me tell you why I love living at the Cedars. The location is priceless. We are right in the middle of everything. Grocery stores, the Metamont community, the security and transportation are incredible. The grounds are breathtaking. The food is delicious. I am a vegetarian, and they even customize my pizza. The perks offered on campus are endless. Workout room, pool, hair salon, newspapers, movies, concerts, and so much more. My beloved Tom brought me to the right place.
Thanks, Gene. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer. That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket. Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Summer is usually a slower season for selling homes. However, home sales are stronger this summer. One of my listings just sold in 24 hours. If you're thinking about selling or purchasing real estate, it's a good time to do so. Please contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
WCHL presents Carolina Football. The Tar Heels are ready for the 2014 season, year three of the Larry Fedora era. And we'll have every single play, every time the Tar Heels hit the field, starting with Liberty, Saturday, August 30th in Kingy Stadium. Our exclusive coverage always starts 3 hours before game time with Countdown to Kickoff. Game coverage from Jones Angel and the crew and the Tar Heel Network. It's the beginning of something great. Carolina Football. On 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
It's 8:30, and it's going to be a hot one today, for sure. High today, about 96 degrees. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day. We're starting out 73 degrees right now, so we got a way to go. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and the low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, another hot one with a high in the low 90s and 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Luckily, the weekend won't be quite as hot. Our high about 85 on Saturday, and on Sunday, we'll get up to about 80.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. An attempt was made to rescue American hostage James Foley and others held in Syria.
The operation was carried out in early July. It involved air and ground forces who tried to find and free a handful of Americans being held hostage.
But CBS's Margaret Brennan says when the attempt took place, the hostages had been moved to another location.
There are at least five Americans being held inside Syria, but now their exact location is unknown. Some believe that they have been separated, no longer being held in a location that the U.S. can easily get to.
ISIS operatives beheaded James Foley, and now, says former deputy CIA director Michael Morrell,
it took al-Qaeda 2.5 years to plan 9/11. Would not surprise me to know that ISIS may be thinking about going in that kind of direction.
And
if a ISIS member showed up in a mall in the United States tomorrow with an AK-47 and killed a number of Americans, I would not be surprised.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Gosh, that was alarming. It's 8:32 at WCHL, 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up to 96 before we're done today. I'm Ross Sutz. A dispute at a northern Chapel Hill trailer park led Chapel Hill police over to a Carborough apartment early Wednesday morning in pursuit of the suspect of what had happened on Weaver Dairy Road.
The officers that responded there found a subject laying on the ground near one of the trailers who's bleeding from the head. EMS transported this person to UNC Hospital.
That is Brian.
He was admitted to the hospital.
I'm sorry. That is Sergeant Brian Walker, public information sergeant for the Chapel Hill Police Department. 19-year-old Christopher Jesus Delgadillo was admitted to the hospital. As of late yesterday, he was listed in fair condition, according to UNC Healthcare spokesperson Tom Hughes. 23-year-old Oziel Zermano was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. The incident took place at Lakeview Mobile Home Park on Weaver Dairy Road across from Timberline Shopping Center.
It shows that he was released under $500 unsecure bond, brought before the magistrate and released under that bond.
Sergeant Walker says no additional motives, such as attempted robbery, were reported in connection with that assault. The U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Senator Kay Hagan and Republican North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis is tightening up now, a likely toss-up at the moment. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with the director of public policy polling and has this report.
According to a public policy polling survey released this week, Hagan is at 42% with North Carolina voters, with Tillis receiving 38% if the election were held today. Last month, Hagan led Tillis 41-34, according to the same poll. PPP Director Tom Jensen said that the Republican base is slowly starting to line up behind Tillis after a bruising seven-way primary in May. Tillis received 46% of the vote in that contest, while Tea Party candidate Greg Brannon, his top challenger, got about 22%.
Republican voters are really unifying around Tom Tillis as the election nears. A month ago, Tillis was only up by 59 points with Republican voters. Now he's up by 71 points with Republican voters.
Jensen predicted that fading support for Libertarian candidate Sean Haw of Durham will tighten things up to a one-point toss-up by November 4th.
The Libertarian candidate, Sean Haw, is getting 8% of the vote. And if you ask people, the Haw supporters, who their second choice would be, they say it would be Tillis by a 61-19 margin.
Both major candidates are running with low popularity overall. Hagan is at 42%, and her unpopularity reflects that of President Obama's in the state. Meanwhile, disapproval of the General Assembly and its handling of school budget-related issues in particular are hurting support for Tillis.
There was definitely an effort by Tom Tillis and the Republicans in the General Assembly this year to try to come across as more moderate on educational issues, but they don't seem to have had much success with voters on that front.
In another PPP poll released this week, North Carolina voters gave Republican Governor Pat McCrory an average C grade for the work he's done so far in office. He got an A or a B from 42% of voters, while 37% gave him a D or an F. Because he received more Fs than As, by 20% to 17%, he got an average of C. The governor's current approval rating is 43%, while 45% of voters disapprove of him. The poll also finds McCrory only 1 point ahead of North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper, his potential Democratic opponent in 2016, at 44-43%. You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
A special programming note this morning, we will be at Wenmore broadcasting live later today at the new Charles House facility there in Wenmore. We'll be there from 4:30 until 6 this afternoon, the WCHL community crew. Charles House is at 121 Della Street in the Wenmore neighborhood, which is off Homestead Road, right across from the fire station there. So we hope you will join us, and that is an open house there. A lot of interesting things to tell you about. We'll be talking with Paul Cleaver and other folks with Charles House about all their exciting news. WCHL News Time is 8:36.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the newest technology in laser tattoo removal. It is estimated that close to 10% of the U.S. population has an unwanted tattoo, and eventually as many as 50% of them want to have them removed. There is good news for those who have unwanted body art. New laser tattoo removal techniques can eliminate your tattoo with minimal side effects, and now in as little as 6 treatments. Call Carolina MediSpa at 919-493-3194 to schedule a free consultation.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
75 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's 8:38.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Catherine Devine, and I've had some work done. New roof, new gutters, new HVAC, ceiling repair, and a nifty paint job all in the last month. Things got a little hectic for sure, what with all the coming and going. But the 15 people who came and went were spectacular. Friendly and energetic, professional in every way, every one of them giving 100%, while all I did was watch. Anybody watching me do my work would yawn. Oh, look, honey, she's typing again. These workers carry heavy loads up and down extension ladders and crawl around in dark, damp spaces. The painters paint with surgical precision, and the gutter guys get her done like there's nothing to it. What a humbling experience. I made a good living back in the day, but I never worked hard. I never got dirty or lifted anything heavier than a file folder in the course of a day's work, and I didn't have to learn a new language in order to get by. Unlike the hard workers who showed up at my house cada mañana, buenos dias, and didn't leave until dark, buenas noches, bien hecho amigos, estoy muy feliz. This is Catherine Devine.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz, and special guests in the studio this morning. First of all, Remy Cueto is here. Dr. Cueto, how are you this morning?
I'm very well. Good morning, Ron.
Good to see you. And I know that you brought somebody new, Allison Valentine, and already you're near and dear to my heart. Tell us about Dr. Valentine. Give us an introduction here, if you would.
I'm very happy to introduce Dr. Allison Valentine. She's a family physician who's just going to be joining our practice at Chapel Hill Primary Care.
Chapel Hill Primary Care, a division of Chapel Hill Doctors. Dr. Valentine, first of all, you have a Chapel Hill connection, is that right?
That's right. I went to undergrad and medical school in Chapel Hill, and I've been away for a number of years doing residency and working up in Northern Virginia, and most recently in Wilmington, North Carolina, doing kind of a unique job there, and I'm very happy to be back in Chapel Hill.
What do you like to do in your practice?
Well, I went into family medicine just because it treats all members of the family, and it's very diverse, and my approach is I like to kind of use what's called the biopsychosocial approach with patients, and it's kind of what you might call a holistic approach to patients, where you treat the patient, the whole patient, seeing where they're coming from, what their experience of their disease is, and focusing more on communication and therapeutic doctor-patient relationship.
Sounds like you're going to fit right in with Chapel Hill Doctors. Remy, what sets your practice apart? What makes you different from other places you might go for medical care?
Well, we're one of the few remaining locally owned private medical practices, and that gives us an opportunity to be a little bit more flexible in our approach. And what we've chosen to do is to focus on a personalized healthcare approach. We really try to meet people where they're at and meet their needs as best as we can. We're in a very nice setting. They have a lot of other specialists who are with us, gynecologists, ophthalmologists, gastroenterologists, acupuncturists at Chapel Hill Doctors. So one of the things that sets us apart is we give a little bit more time with our patients. We only schedule two patients an hour at most, so that we have more time with them. And we're in a setting where we have other colleagues that we work very closely with to give a more comprehensive approach to healthcare.
Allison, when you had the opportunity to come to work here, you probably jumped at the chance because of the facility itself, for one thing, because it's such a beautiful facility in Boyd Hall, right across from the radio station here. And I can just walk across the parking lot to see you, but it is a really great facility.
I came to the facility through one of my old mentors in med school who mentioned that he had joined Chapel Doctors Group and that there was a primary care here and they might be looking for somebody. So that was quite a while ago, and so I've been interested in joining this group for a long time. When I decided to move back to Chapel Hill, I looked around at a lot of the options, you know, that are out there for family practice, and this was always kind of where I saw myself because, like Remy was saying, the practice focuses more on communication with patients and the therapeutic relationship and spending more time with patients and trying to eliminate the time constraints and the depersonalization because of outside pressures that are present in some of the other primary care practices in the area.
Remy, I know from having known you for a long time, you've always had such a good handle on everything that's going on. You mentioned acupuncturists and everything related. You mentioned the word holistic a moment ago. That's really kind of the main theory behind your practice, to treat the whole person and not just what they came in for specifically.
Yes. And so the bigger picture is the overall center, Chapel Hill Doctors, which is really focused on having a holistic and a very comprehensive and multidisciplinary approach. Chapel Hill Primary Care is very well grounded in the conventional primary care. The focus is to make sure that we have a focus on wellness, but also with very competent physicians with acute conditions and chronic medical management. Mm-hmm. But in the context of Chapel Hill Doctors, really allows us as a community, both the providers and our patients and people in the community, to have access to a number of different approaches to healthcare to find the best match for each particular person. There's no one size that fits all, and this is a way to really have what we think is a way to make the best care healthcare possible by having as many approaches that make sense, really all together, working together in one roof.
Well, another good thing is everything is so convenient because you don't have to scramble around trying to find a parking space. You walk in, it's really relaxed. It's a really restful atmosphere, and you just feel good when you walk in. And Dr. Valentine, I know that you're looking forward to welcoming some new patients and getting into it here, and working here in Chapel Hill is something that community that you've loved for a long time.
I'm really excited to get back here, and I've already had a lot of new patients come in who've seen advertisements or whatever out there, and they're really a lot of types of patients who I really enjoy having conversations with and who really appreciate some of the things that I have to offer, and I'm really excited about the group as a whole being able to refer or send patients to some of these more difficult to find specialists that are within the group, like pelvic floor specialists and functional GI and massage and things like that, that are more difficult to find a good provider outside.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Cueto, if someone wants to find out more about Chapel Hill Primary Care, Chapel Hill Doctors, how do they do that?
Yes, chapelhilldoctors.com is one way. Chapel Hill Primary Care is our other website. Or telephone number is 919-929-7990.
All right. Thank you so much. Welcome, Dr. Valentine.
Thank you.
And always good to see you, Remy.
Thank you so much, Remy.
And again, this is Chapel Hill Primary Care, a division of Chapel Hill Doctors here at, we used to call it the Vilcom Center here. It's now called Chapel Hill 40, just off Weaver Dairy Road in Chapel Hill. And get in touch with these folks because they will take care of you and your whole family.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Friends, we want to make you aware of a Diamond Security Administration alert that's currently in effect. Yes, we are members of the DSA, the Diamond Security Administration, and the alert in effect is all about protecting your precious diamonds. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. If it's been more than 6 months since you've had your diamond checked by our professionals, please come and see us. Those little prongs around your diamond are your diamond's security system, and they wear down, they break, and suddenly your diamond can disappear. To protect your diamond, come see us today. Our experts will check it carefully to make sure your security system is doing its job. If there's any danger, we'll tell you what measures are called for to make sure your diamond stays safe. This inspection is absolutely free, and the good news is you don't have to go through an X-ray machine or take your shoes off. Grimble Jewelers, we are your DSA experts, and we'll make sure your diamond is completely safe. Grimble Jewelers, for 30 years, the Triangle's most trusted source for contemporary custom design and fine estate jewelry, offered by perfectionist jewelers and a passionate, knowledgeable staff in a friendly, stress-free environment.
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the newest technology in laser tattoo removal. It is estimated that close to 10% of the U.S. population has an unwanted tattoo, and eventually, as many as 50% of them want to have them removed. There is good news for those who have unwanted body art. New laser tattoo removal techniques can eliminate your tattoo with minimal side effects, and now in as little as 6 treatments. Call Carolina MediSpa at 919-493-4000. 3194 to schedule a free consultation.
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, the clean joke, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
Well, things beginning to settle down now a little bit as far as traffic is concerned. We've had nothing really out of the ordinary today, some of the usual stuff. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, and not a lot happening out there right now as far as accidents are concerned, that sort of thing. Some of the congestion in some of the usual places, but nothing really out of the ordinary. If you experience something that's a little out of the ordinary anytime during the day, not just in the morning, but all day long, you can call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior and tell us what's happening. We'll pass along the word here on WCHL. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining, good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by UNC Football. You are in for an experience. Opening game of the Carolina football season. We'll tell you how you can be there in just a moment. It is 74 degrees right now. Look for a high today of about 95 or 96. Lots of sunshine, but a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Pretty much typical for this time of the year, but really hot today. That's the main point. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain and the low in the low 70s. Tomorrow is going to be rather hot as well with a high in the low 90s. A couple of degrees difference, but when it gets that warm, you can't really tell it very much. 30% chance of rain tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low down around 70. Still 40% chance of rain. And then on Saturday, mostly cloudy. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High of about 85 on Saturday. I like the sound of that better. Saturday night, still a big chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high only about 80 degrees. We'll start out the week with the highs in the low 80s on Monday and Tuesday as well. So it is going to cool off just a little bit. Now, let me tell you about Carolina football. Tar Heels kick off the season on August 30th at 6 p.m. Countdown to Carolina football is 9 days. You're going to have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. If you've been to Kenyon Stadium, you know what an exciting atmosphere it is. If you've never been there, maybe it's time you go. And this is a good opportunity. Buy a Carolina football family pack. 4 tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and a $10 voucher for merchandise. Not going to find another bargain like this. All of that for $100. That's a $230 value. The tickets themselves are $50 a piece. You get 4 of them plus all that other stuff, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com, the WCHL website, chapelboro.com, and click on the Carolina Football Family Pack. That'll take you there, and then we'll see you at the stadium. It's 8:52 at WCHL. Glad to have you along this morning at WCHL. Good morning.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Take the family to Dickies for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickies, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller 9 to noon here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Yep, Stephanie Miller coming up from 9 to noon, followed by the Tom Hartman Show from noon to 3, and then is Afternoons with Aaron. and the WCHL Afternoon and Evening News. Aaron Keck is your host for all kinds of conversation and all kinds of fun. And you tune in this afternoon, you will know what's happening here in our community. By the way, later on today, from 4:30 until 6, WCHL will be broadcasting live over at Charles House. And we'll be telling you about the Charles House Elder Care Home there at Winmore off Homestead Road. It's exciting news. Paul Cleaver and all the folks with Charles House will be there to join us. It is an open house they're having today. They want you to come by and take a look at what is happening there. And we'll talk about assisted living, residential care setting in a great neighborhood. And we will be there from 4:30 until 6, joining Aaron Keck on the air to tell you all about it. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What's the word? How do you spell it? What's the definition? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answers to those questions. If you know how to pronounce it and all that sort of thing, that helps too. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you know the answers to those and if you're the first to get in. And the word of the day with Wayne Pond, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Deb Blake is today's WCHL hometown hero. Deb is an exceptional volunteer at Pause Forever. First of all, how did you get involved in this great organization?
I've always been an animal lover and had dogs all my life. As an adult, I've always had dogs. When I found out that Pause Forever was a guaranteed adoption sanctuary, I knew that would be a place for me.
Pause Forever does such great work. And Deb, I understand you recently got an award. You won the 2014 North Carolina Governor's Volunteer Service Award in the Perseverance category. What was your reaction when you found out you had won this honor? And second of all, what's the Perseverance thing all about?
I was shocked. There are so many wonderful people out there volunteering, giving love and their time and commitment to so many wonderful causes that I couldn't believe that I won it, to be honest with you. And it's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me.
Well, you were honored also for your perseverance, and I'm wondering if there's an interesting story behind that.
Well, I was attacked by a dog and bitten in the face several years ago, and I had to have immediate surgery, of course, and it was a very frightening experience for me because, you know, I've never come up against a dog that I didn't love. So it was a setback for me, but I care so much about these animals that I overcame that.
I've been told that even though there are many wonderful folks who work with Pause Forever, you're one of the most compassionate, well-liked, and courageous volunteers ever at Pause Forever, and I know that the organization is happy to have you.
Well, Ron, all I can say is God bless every one of them because they're the people that should be getting the awards. Their love and their commitment to these animals and all the wonderful volunteers and especially the staff. These people are just fabulous.
Just so you'll know, Deb, you were nominated for this honor by Katie McClure.
She's about one of the finest women I have ever known, and we are so blessed to have her at Pause Forever.
If there's anyone who would like to get more involved with Pause Forever as a volunteer, if you'd like to contribute, or if you'd just like to find out more, go to pauseforever.org. And Deb Blake, thank you so much for being with us today, telling us your story, and congratulations, you're today's WCHL hometown hero.
Oh, Ron, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Kathy Hackney of Chapel Hill, called in with the word of the day. She knows all, sees all, and tells all. Kathy heard Wayne Pond's definition of the word fissile or fissile, F-I-S-S-I-L-E. That is a word that's a rather strange word. It means that which is split or divided in the direction of the grain. For example, wood. You cut it along grain. Kathy Hackney will get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers Thank you so much. Wayne will have another word for you tomorrow morning.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Go! Touchdown, Carolina!
The beginning of the Carolina football season will be here soon. The Tar Heels will open with a home game against Liberty Saturday, August 30th at 6 p.m. in Keenan Stadium. You can count on Countdown to Kickoff starting at 3 only on your News Talk and Tar Heel station. All the games, all season, pregame and postgame coverage also streaming live on chapelboro.com. The tradition continues with Carolina football right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Tar Heels, down he goes!
And Countdown to Carolina football, 9 days.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on continuing education.
Well, it's going to be a hot one. It's a hot one. 7 inches from the midday sun. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 95 or 96. Partly sunny skies. 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. 30% chance of rain probably in the afternoon. And the high tomorrow in the low 90s. Not a lot of difference. It will cool off for the weekend. Our high on Saturday, about 85. On Sunday, it will be about 80. But we will have a lot of clouds all weekend. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. The White House says U.S. forces attempted but failed to rescue kidnapped Americans, including journalist James Foley earlier this summer. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Heavily armed Black Hawk helicopters dropped 24 Special Operation Forces commandos in northern Syria near Raqqa. The hostages, including 4 Americans, were thought to be inside an oil refinery in the area, which is controlled by ISIS. But when the team swooped in, the prisoners were gone.
CBS News consultant and former CIA Deputy Director Mike Morrell says the insurgents who killed Foley may represent a 9/11 type threat to the U.S.
If a ISIS member showed up in a mall in the United States tomorrow with an AK-47 and killed a number of Americans, I would not be surprised.
Just in, for the first time, Hamas says its members kidnapped and killed 3 Israeli teens whose deaths sparked violence and then the war in Gaza. A Hamas official spoke about it at a meeting of Islamic scholars in Istanbul, according to a recording posted online. Until now, Hamas has refused to confirm or deny that it was involved. The American doctor being treated for Ebola gets to leave an Atlanta hospital today. CBS's Vanita Nair.
A statement released this morning by Samaritan's Purse, the aid group Brantley had been working with, says we celebrate Dr. Kent Brantley's recovery from Ebola and release from the hospital. It's encouraging news for Brantley, who had been held in isolation, trying to fight off a virus with a fatality rate of up to 90%.
The Justice Department is expected to announce a record settlement with Bank of America momentarily involving questionable mortgage practices. CBS's Paula Reed.
The deal will settle a probe into the bank's failure to disclose risks behind mortgage-backed securities leading up to the 2008 financial crisis. It will be the largest settlement stemming from the 2008 financial meltdown.
Last night in Ferguson, Missouri, the protests were peaceful. No violence, few arrests. CBS News survey sheds some new light on the situation and race relations. CBS's Heather Bosch has more live.
41% of Americans say they're satisfied with the way President Obama is handling the fatal shooting of an unarmed black teen by a